Bill and I would like to thank a number of people for helping us pull this program together and doing it over distance, even with internet and email and telephones and so forth, is not always that easy. Ed Meese, of course, is the program chairman of this session, and Larry Arn, Mike Warder, Carlos Ball, Bridget Wagner, Ed Fulner, Lenore and Steve Ely, Beverly Danielson, George Nash, Gordon Lloyd, Jane Stroop, Greg Wolf, Jameson Campaign, D.C. Gray, all of these people offered productive suggestions that allowed us to get this all together. Well, welcome once again to the fall regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society. It's called the Philadelphia Society, of course, because we almost never meet there. Although sometimes in the last 10 years, I think for the first 15 years I was a member of this organization, we never got near Philadelphia, but that's important. The subject of this symposium is California and the formation of the American spirit. Now, in the months that we've tried to put this program together, Bill and I had several other evil names in mind. But we kept coming back to an interesting fact. And that fact is illustrated, I think, by a question that was once asked by a student of mine to P.J. O'Rourke. P.J. was, remember, a Californian for a while. The student said to him, "Mr. O'Rourke, what were the 60s like?" And he said, "God, I wish I could remember." Well, I guess that goes along with the fact that we still remember, we can't forget the 60s in so many ways, some positive and some not so. One of the cultural icons of our recent years has been the film Forrest Gump. Now, you'll have plenty of opportunity to tell me what you think about that film during the course of this weekend. And I'm not going to tell you what I think about it. But I did hear a story not too long ago of Forrest Gump dying and going to heaven, or at least getting to the gates. And he knocked, as he always politely did, and St. Peter came out and said, "And who is trying to get in?" He said, "Gump, Forrest Gump, sir." St. Peter said, "Well, you have a certain reputation that has preceded you. Before you can come in, we have to ask you three questions. First of all, can you name 2 days of the week that begin with T, with the letter T? Second, how many seconds are there in a year? And third, what is God's first name?" Well, you can imagine Forrest Gump's reaction to these questions. He thought about this very carefully, and he finally said, "Well, I know the answer, sir. The 2 days of the week that begin with T are today and tomorrow." And St. Peter said, "Well, that's a stretch, but okay, we'll accept that. How many seconds are there in a year?" And Forrest Gump said, 12, sir. 12? Well, he said, "January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. "Well, then, what is God's first name?" And he said, "Well, it's either Andy or Howard." And St. Peter said, "Well, the first two were a stretch, But tell me how you got to that one." And Forrest said to him, "Well, you know, in the first place, I was thinking of the old song. Andy walked with me, Andy talked with me, Andy told me I was his own. And then I was thinking of the old prayer, 'Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" And that, of course, is one of the things that California has produced for us. Well, PGA O'Rourke couldn't remember the 60s, but I can. I remember. And as much of what I remember, of course, can be laid on California. And on the other hand, maybe even more that was done about the 60s can also be credited to California. Now, we haven't gotten over the 60s by any means. I came across a book recently. It's by a young historian by the name of Greg Schneider. And it's about the founding and the history of the Young Americans for Freedom. Now, YAF was founded, of course, in 1960 on the front lawn of Bill Buckley's home in Sharon, Connecticut. And almost 2 years to the day, another organization, the Students for a Democratic Society, were founded near Port Huron, Michigan. And those two organizations of young people, which had great effects on our political life in the 1960s and beyond, of course, went head-to-head for many years. During the 60s, SDS got almost all the headlines and seemed to win almost all the victories on the college campuses. And here's the irony, of course. They disintegrated into violence, and they disintegrated into giving us our current White House, while YAF went on to influence the course of the Republican Party, certainly in the Goldwater campaign in its earliest stages, and later on in very meaningful ways with the Reagan Revolution. We haven't gotten over the 60s when we haven't gotten over California, and we might as well discuss how the two came together in some very creative as well as some very difficult ways. I want to introduce to you tonight Ed Meese. Ed doesn't remember this, but I first met him and first heard him speak at a Heritage Resource Bank dinner in April of 1981 in Chicago, which was the night before the regular national meeting of the Philadelphia Society. And that was a scene of triumph. Those of you with memories that long, and there are many of you in this room, will know that that was a scene of triumph. It was a scene of an almost tribal celebration that perhaps was even more hopeful than maybe it was justified in the long run. Now, I remember two things about Mr. Meese that evening. One was his sincere and joyful enthusiasm for what became very shortly thereafter the Reagan Revolution. And I also remember his good and generous spirit. Since then, his loyalty, his absolutely undaunted conviction that our principles are the right principles, and also that generous spirit have come through again and again in everything he's done. We know that few advisors were closer to President Reagan over a longer period of time. We know that few people took more heat, personal and legal, on behalf of the Reagan Revolution. And we know that few people have written more insightfully about what we might call tonight the good California in the formation of the American spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome, please, to the Honorable Edwin Meese III.